Did you know that the pet care industry is a $1 billion industry and it is continuously growing? But are the people who care for your pets growing as well? I'm Dara Forleo, and on The Business of Pet Care, we are going to talk about what really goes on behind the scenes of those grooming tables, those daycare walls, and those social media filters. Welcome to The Business of Pet Care, where we are talking about systems, strategy, and decisions that are shaping the modern pet businesses of today. I'm your host, Dara Forleo, and today I am joined by Mary Tan, and she has a super cool title, Chief Storyteller, Principal of Whiskers Media. I love it. Mary brings a unique combination of broadcasting journalism, public relations, and animal welfare experience, which is helping pet brands and organizations earn meaningful visibility. And this is not just about attention. Today, we are going to start by defining how authority, which is a huge talked about word, is building the pet industry and why storytelling is such a big piece of business decisions. And it is really, it's not just a market tactic. What do you think, Mary? Thanks for being on the show. How are you?
I'm great. Dara, thank you so much for having me. I think you absolutely nailed it on the head. Storytelling is part of business because you know what? A great story is what brings profits, what brings people to your business. And that's kind of what I'm all about. I'm all about telling a great story. And it kind of comes from my background. I was a broadcast journalist. I was a TV anchor and reporter for many, many years. And, you know, that's kind of always stuck with me. And I bring those skills to my PR agency, which is Whisker Media. And, you know, I have all kinds of clients in the pet care field and everything you mentioned before, you know, everything from for-profit to animal welfare.
That is so, and that's Whiskers. I love it. Where did you come? The name, not the Whiskers name, the chief. You are the chief storyteller. You are the principal. I love it. I love it. Coming from an education background, I love it.
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Yeah, well, I am a crazy, I don't like to use this language, but I would be described as a crazy cat lady, except I'm not crazy. I just love cats, right? And the mission of my company is actually to help cats because they're still second class to dogs, but that's changing and we can get into that because 2025 was the year of the cat. 2026 is going to be the same thing because dog adoption and dog overall profits are pretty flat. But according to the American Pet Products Association, cat is where it is. And that just makes me so happy.
I love it. I'm going to say because it's the year of the horse that it's the fire horse. And
yes,
yeah, no, I gotta go with the horses on this one, but they got whiskers too, so they can be lumped in there, right?
Yes. Horses are wonderful. That's why I named it Whisker. Cause everybody has whiskers, people too. You know, we call them a beard or something like that, but everybody has whiskers.
I love it. That's funny. They do. So, nonprofit cats. Have you met Dr. Rachel Geller?
Yes. I think online we've met, but she's just amazing at what she teaches people. Yes. I've attended several of her webinars. Show. Yes. Oh, she'd be so good. Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to check and see if you had that connection because that's a great resource. Mm-hmm. And she's doing a lot of amazing work.
Yes, yes.
And all cat-centric.
Yes, and you know what? Like, there's so many amazing people. I mean, this is why your show is amazing because There's so many amazing people out there who are doing great things for pets, and people should know about them. So I'm so happy you're doing this podcast and you're getting the word out there.
People need to know about them. I think this goes in a little both directions because it's kind of geared in twofold. It's geared for people who are not familiar with the industry, but at the same time, they got to know that inside scoop and the businesses that are running them, how they need that general public to be seen. So that kind of goes into this. Like, this is
Yeah.
storytelling. Is this different from authenticity?
No, your story
It's the same.
has to be authentic or it's not gonna sell. I mean, you can tell, like, take a look at children's books, right? There's fairy tales. You know those aren't real. But then, you read like People magazine or Us Weekly, and those stories are real and you can feel it. You automatically know when someone, I think for the most part, there's some people that are so good storytellers that they get away with it. I call those people shysters. But storytelling has to be authentic for it to work. And so I believe authenticity is telling your story, your personal story. Why are you here? Why are you doing what you're doing?
It's so that is going to be more of promoting. Is this, I'm toying with this, and this is coming back and forth. I was actually going to write a piece on this, and then I didn't because I didn't like how it was coming out. So I threw it away and went in a completely different direction. But I said, I'm done with Facebook. I'm done with Instagram. I don't like it. I don't want to be there. I don't see any value in it anymore. I find it personally to be outdated, and I don't think that I don't have a strong following there, though I've never put a lot of emphasis into it because it's always been a platform of, I'm just throwing stuff in there. And it's got me really thinking about this kind of stuff. Like, I've never really been authentic, but why do people want to hear that? Why do they care why I got into this? Do people really? I mean, I don't know, because
Can I just tell you something? If you look at, so I watch some, there, I don't have any kids, but lately I've been watching on YouTube these down-to-earth moms who are feeding families of six kids, and they're talking about the challenges of getting them ready for school. Or getting them ready to go to dinner, get them ready to go to play in the park. It's so real, and you can tell it's real, and they're being authentic. They're not, you've got like some of these influencers who obviously are leading a fake life, right? They're flaunting their wealth and everything. But if you look at who's really gaining traction on social media, it's the real people. It's the real people saving the cats. It's telling, or the dogs. It's telling a story of a dog that's suffering. And I just think in the end, authenticity and being yourself is going to work. And that's one reason, like, I can't stand a lot of social media because people only put the best, right? What's out there, and it's
They
so
show
fake.
what they want, and again, I guess, yeah, exactly. Sorry, not to interrupt you, but again, that's my thoughts was, why am I here? What am
Yes.
doing?
And do you really care that, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, do you really care that your friend got a new purse? No, we don't. And it really is to spark, I think it's human nature to, they want you to be envious. They want you to, they're expecting you to show emotion back, and they want you to be envious or jealous because they have wonderful lives. But deep down, you watch the Real Housewives are a perfect example. Those people lead miserable lives.
I've
I mean,
never
they do.
watched an
It really
episode, but
In real life, they have so much money allegedly, but really they're all broke. They all are in bankruptcy, you know? But I do think that people, there is a push that people want to see real people who aren't trying to hide anything. They're just living their normal lives, and sometimes it's just interesting watching a person, you know, watching a mom going to Walmart, spending $600 on food, which is crazy to me because I don't have six kids. But if I did, that would be like shocking to me. And I'll watch that for some reason.
And YouTube. See, that's where I was thinking. I'm like, I don't like the shorts. I don't have, I get too much
Yes,
to say.
exactly.
Too much to say. You can't say enough in a short, but that's the reality. But we do have to take a break. And we're gonna come up. I know we're kind of just going with the flow here today, but I think I want to talk a little bit about that media coverage because I think that's your superpower. And I love that, so I want to hear about that when we come back. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to the Business of Pet Care and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO. This is bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. You can also catch our podcast at nowmedia.tv. Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. I am Dara Forleo, and we are going to start talking about media coverage and how this is not a random act or how this just kind of falls into your lap. It certainly looks easy enough, but this is actually very structured. It's a competitive market, and I think it's something. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Mary, but this is something that's kind of earned.
Yes, in fact, public relations is often called earned media. And what that means is that it's using your relationships to earn coverage. So, in what I do, it's not pay for play, it's not like advertising. And that's something people confuse. They confuse advertising and marketing with PR. I like to consider it that PR is part. It's like a tactic of marketing, but I never pay for the spots that I secure for my clients. That's completely based on my relationships with editors, producers, writers, reporters in various media organizations across the country. And so that's what I do. If I have a client and they need some local coverage or they need national coverage, I'm going to reach out to the people I know. And that comes from years of being in the business. I was, you know, a reporter and a journalist for 13 years. And then beyond that, I used my contacts from then to do what I'm doing now. And that's why it's called earned media. And a good PR person is all about relationship building. They have a lot of relationships with various media types. Or if they don't have relationships, the PR person should know how to find the right people and send a pitch to the right person. So that's usually how I do it. I am pitching a story, which we talked about storytelling
Stories, yep.
earlier. I am pitching to the journalist, to the TV station, to the newspaper, to the right people, so that they read the pitch and they can tell me yay or nay, I don't like it. And I've had some situations where, you know what, they've said to me, nah, I don't like your pitch. So then I'm like, well, I'll change it up and I'll say, well, what about this angle? And then they may say yes to that. So it is a lot, it is some trial and error.
Yeah.
And I like to tell, especially startup business owners, that you can do this yourself. I mean, I shouldn't be saying that because of course I want you to hire me. Yeah. But there's a minimum investment of anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 per month if you hire a PR person. And that's with, you know, a smaller agency. You know, the big agencies are going to be like $10,000 a month. And that's just not possible when you're starting out. But I can tell you that if you're a startup, especially if you're a groomer, a pet store owner, or even a brand, reach out to your local media, right? You can reach out to the people you see on TV. You go on their websites, and it's and there's always an address of who to reach out to in the newsroom. And pitch them. Tell them your story. Now, this is the key. You don't want to just say, I'm opening a new pet store, please cover me. Or I have a new doggy diaper product, and I want you to cover that. That's not a story. But if you have a dog with a special story who's wearing that diaper, that's where it comes in. Maybe the dog ran away from his home in Los Angeles and he ran to Tennessee. He made it to Tennessee and you discovered this dog. And this is going to sound terrible, but because I'm a former crime reporter, like, he got hit by a car two or three times on his way to Tennessee. And so he needs like he's incontinent. So now he needs to wear these doggy diapers. That's where you tie it in. You as the manufacturer of the doggy diaper are going to pitch the local media and say, hey, we are helping this poor dog that actually made it from Los Angeles to Tennessee. And we're going to reunite him with his owner in Los Angeles because he was microchipped. You know, you see those kind of stories all the time.
Yeah.
And then your doggy diaper is going to get a mention because you brought it to the attention. But the story is actually going to be about the dog. But people are going to look at that article and they're going to read, they're going to think, oh, doggy diapers, I got to reach out to that company because it helped the dog that got run over by a car. You know, it's all storytelling.
They become the hero becomes the hero.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing about brands and even, you know, pet stores having, there's a lot of people right now that can't afford pet food. And so there's a lot of pet pantries out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of, I see pet stores, you know, contributing like almost expired pet food or anything. You know, they could turn that into an event for themselves and feature a family who is desperately in need of pet food for their dog. Maybe they just got laid off from a job. Maybe dad has cancer or something like this. And so I just want to pre-warn you that I, for 13 years, was a crime reporter. So my mind automatically turns into death and destruction because I used to say, if you're dead, I'm live. Or if it bleeds, it leads. And so, but I can tell you if
that is true, especially, oh my goodness, we won't go into where I was going with it, but if anybody wants to know, just email me.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sorry, but the negative stuff, the really terrible stuff, that's what sells on TV news, right? And I don't care what people say. Again, I've been in markets where they're like, we want more positive news. I used to work in Atlanta and the CBS station went all positive and their ratings, they were fourth place and they were trying something new. They tanked even worse. I didn't think it was even possible. Like, you know, like some of the, it was just people gravitate to the negative and people will deny it. But that is true. You wouldn't see all this crime and all of the terrible stuff or even like all the stupid political stuff where people are calling each other names, that's always going to lead because that's where people go to. So if you have, but I should preface that they do need animal stories. Like they
animal stories lead next to blood.
Yes, exactly. Because
there's something about animals.
After 10 minutes of negative news, people need a break. Mm-hmm. And that's where more positive stories, that's where the pet food pantry stories that I'm pitching you, the dog who got reunited with his family, that's where that comes in. And in fact, the Fox station here in Minneapolis, one of the reporters told me that his producer told him that their viewership increases by 30% when they air a story about a dog, a cat, an animal doing something really positive.
It totally made. People want to see that. They want cute kittens.
Mm-hmm. They want cute death. Kittens. They want death and destruction, and then they want cuteness.
Oh my goodness. Sorry. I mean, you can't deny it.
No.
You just can't. Have to turn on the TV.
I mean, think about it. If you see that there is a stabbing in your city of like, and it's a shocking one, right? Like it's a huge lawyer in town that's a millionaire and has all these clients and stuff. You want to know more about it. You're going to be like, oh, I've heard of him. I wonder what happened, right? You're going to do that. And so that's what the media organizations do to hook you. Because in the end, reminder, the media business is a for-profit situation.
Yeah. Oh, I got one question, then we got to take a break. Well, two questions, but one question really quick. What is the biggest mistake you see in brands and in how they try to get attention? Or is that another conversation?
Well, that could be another conversation, but really quick, what it is what I mentioned before. They write press releases and they're nothing but sales pitches. You know, nobody cares that you have a new doggy bone broth because there's 18 zillion companies launching new brands. They can't possibly cover it. So think about, does your press release or does your pitch sound like a sales pitch? Because if it does, delete.
Okay. Well, I am going to take memos on that because we do have a template for all of when our students graduate as an alumni and become an alumni, we have a template for them to be able to write out their, they just earned a diploma in this program. Now, that's something that is not heard of in our industry. So yes. I wonder if I need to look at that and shift those templates to be more, because we right now internationally have 42 or 46 diplomaed master groomer behavior specialists. And those graduates and those alumni are all about creating great grooming dogs and how you get the dog from scared, anxious, and over this, and how you incorporate it into your business and how you coach and mentor pet owners on getting their dogs back into grooming. So that diploma program, that's all it's about. And I'm wondering if any of our alum have had that been posted yet. So interesting to know. I'm going to have to come back to that. But tell us where we can find you. Tell us where our listeners and viewers can find you. And then we'll go to commercial break.
Yes, they can find me on my website at whiskermedia.com. They can also just reach out to me through my website, or my email address is mary@whiskermedia.com. It's super easy. And, you know, just there's a contact section up there. So just reach out to me. And I also have a podcast where I am going to start asking people to come on my podcast and to ask me questions on how to promote their business. Now, we're looking for startups, people who who don't have the resources, because that's part of my mission too, is to educate people that you can do PR for yourself.
I love that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and then we're going to lead with that. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Do not miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorites streaming live and on demand anytime. Grab that free Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO, or you can listen to our podcasts that are all streaming on nowmedia.tv. We are Now Media TV, available 24/7. So those stories that you are looking for and are wanting to hear more about are always within reach. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Public relations. This is not just about pitching stories. Ooh, even though we were talking about that a little bit behind the scenes there. This is systems, decision making, and a major responsibility. So, Mary, let's look at how does this actually really work? Nuts and bolts of this.
Yeah. So if you were, if I were to take you as a client, the first thing I would do is I would do this intake where I would just ask you question after question after question. I want to find out your story. I need you to tell me everything about your company or your service, and how did you get started in the business? What's your family background? And from there, I can tell you, I can always find nuggets that I can turn into a story. It's, you know, there are things so often that people like overlook, that they don't really feel is like, nobody cares about what my story. So many people say that, right?
Didn't I just say that in the first segment?
Yes.
What does anybody care what I have to say?
People do care when you have a great story. I'm trying to think, you know, like I had a client who developed this like, really safe. It's called the Fermi. It's actually, so people can groom their dogs at home. I shouldn't say that because you're more in the pet grooming.
Sorry. Sorry. They always end up back at us anyway.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. But.
Yes. And he told me that he lives in Puerto Rico and he saves Puerto Rican dogs. And that's why he lives in Puerto Rico. So he runs this company, but he's running a rescue too. And I'm like, yep. That's a story. There's a story. And he developed it, right? Because he had to groom all of these rescue dogs, which he's trying to send to the U.S. to find homes for.
Totally, totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. That is a no-brainer right there. And I think they call them Sado dogs, if I'm correct.
Yes. Yes, and that does sound correct.
It totally needed. And most of them are smooth coats.
Yep.
Tight, coarse coat. So yes. That makes sense.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, he was like, oh, that's not a story. I'm like, yes, it is. You know, I mean, people love the give back, right? The buy one, give one to a shelter. And, you know, there's always a story behind that. You know, like everybody knows Kathy Bissell and the Bissell Foundation, because that's her mission. That's the mission of her company, is to, you know, get homeless animals adopted. And they always get, you know, I'm seeing a lot of storytelling out of them all the time. And it's simply because it's their mission. And so if you are a mission-driven business or service provider, that oftentimes is a story, and people, the media loves that, right? Mm-hmm. That they're going to eat that up. And I'm going to tell you that it is far easier to get coverage for a nonprofit than it is for a for-profit business. So if you can somehow team up with a nonprofit, the chances of you getting covered are greater. Like I just did a spot for shop.pet, which is this company that allows.
I'm meeting them. I think I have a meeting with them coming up in the next couple days.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. Well, they're wonderful. You'll get to meet Michelle Huey. And she asked me to do some more promotion. What it is it allows shelters, rescues, small businesses to have an online store, right? And so the brands actually are part of it, and they fulfill the orders so that these small businesses don't have to carry inventory or anything. Yep. And so what I did is like, how can I get shop.pet some attention, but also get business for shop.pet's stores that for the small pet owners, pet business owners, and the animal welfare nonprofits. So I pitched a dental health segment to the media in February because it was Pet Dental Health Month. And I pitched, we will show you how to brush your dog or cat's teeth on TV, on live TV. And what ended up happening is they were like, that's so great. Like our TV anchors can like brush the teeth of a dog and show people how easy it is, because most people are not brushing their teeth, and we're featuring all of ShopDot's dental products from like 10 different companies. And so I did that in Washington, D.C. I did that in Philadelphia with the Fox stations there. It was really, really a great experience. And then the rescue also brought adoptable animals. And if they could buy their dental products through the site of the rescues that we featured. And the animals actually got adopted that we brought as well. So it was just a win-win for everyone.
And now look at that. They're getting more PR here.
Yes, they are. They're getting, you'll have to tell Michelle that when you speak with her.
That's funny. Didn't even mean for that to happen, but hey, there it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But that's a great, great vision that it does happen. It does happen for small business. It can happen. And how that works. So,
yeah. And I'm going to just tell you, though, one thing that can be frustrating is a lot of small businesses, and especially small animal rescues, they kind of don't understand how PR works. So a lot of times it's me educating them. So I'm really grateful for this opportunity to kind of give people a training on how to do PR. 'Cause it's not, you know, brain surgery. I think anybody can do it. And I have seen small businesses really excel at it.
That's interesting to know. I'm glad you brought that up. Is there any other pointers you want to give? A quick pointer before we take another, I say quick, like it's easy to do. But
I want to tell you, especially in the local media and community media, especially, you know, for groomers that operate a service, they should reach out to their local community media and talk about how, you know, they are, why people should take, you know, their animals to the groomer, because I've cut my own dog's hair, and it doesn't look pretty, let me tell you.
We make but it look so easy.
I know. But community papers need news. Local media needs news. And oftentimes they have no staff, and they maybe have one writer who is the salesperson, the editor, the person who maybe even prints it. I don't know if they print it. They put it online. And so they don't have time. So oftentimes if you ask, can I submit an article to you or a little editorial, they will print it, and they will print it verbatim. And let me tell you, most Americans trust their local news. They don't trust the national news anymore, but they trust their local. And community newspapers, you know, even though they're dying, it's ironic, because they are so highly read. Community papers are the only place you're going to find out what's happening in your local city council. You know, like oftentimes even your TV stations are too big. They have too many cities. So take advantage of your local or neighborhood. Post on your neighborhood Facebook page about your services, because also people want to support small.
People do want to support small. Yes, I agree. All right, we got to take a break. Up next, we are going to move out and start talking about some communication, some reputation mistakes that may be holding businesses back more than they understand. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. I don't know if you can hear, but they are a frenzy behind me, my three littles. Do not miss a second of this show or any Now Media favorites streaming live and on demand anytime. Welcome back. I am here with, Mary Tan. Again, this has been so much fun. First off, really quick, because I know we went and you started talking a couple segments ago. Tell me more about your podcast. People come on, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I have a podcast. I haven't been doing it very long. It's on the Pet Life Radio Network, and it's called The Whisker Report. And right now, a lot of times I'm having... people like marketing experts and brand marketing people and journalists come on and talk about PR. Journalists are talking about what kind of pitches they like, what works, what doesn't. But as an aspect to this podcast that I kind of wanted to change up was I wanted to coach somebody on the podcast about their business and PR and how I would do it. So you can learn from kind of like what I tell them. And so I am looking for small pet businesses and small animal rescues and service pet service providers, actually anybody in the pet industry who I specifically want somebody who probably can't afford to hire a PR agency. Maybe they're at the beginning stages of their business. And I would love to, you know, do like a half hour podcast where we talk about, okay, they can ask me any question they want. They tell me about their business. They tell me their story. I tell them what possible story angles might be out there. And how they might go about and promote themselves. And, you know, I would also advise, like, if you watch a lot of media, if you watch a lot of TV, you should watch your TV news, or you should read your newspaper, because that's going to give you a lot of clues as to how they select their stories. You know, just like, you know, you have to understand the media outlet. So for example, here in Minneapolis, where I am, we have two newspapers. We have the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and then we have the Star Tribune. The Star Tribune covers Minneapolis and the Western Metro, while St. Paul covers St. Paul and the Eastern Metro. So if you're on the east side and you are, say, in Woodbury, Minnesota, chances are, if you pitch it to the Star Tribune, they probably aren't going to cover it because their coverage area is, you're not in their coverage area. But if you pitched it to the St. Paul Pioneer Press, they probably will because you are in their coverage area. So you've got to know what they cover. And then, you know, nowadays, I don't like to get political, but we all know, like, at the network level, if you're conservative, you watch Fox News. If you're more liberal or progressive, you're watching CNN or MS Now, which used to be MSNBC. So you've got to know what they cover. And then, you know, there's these little idiosyncrasies in your local media, too. If you have an editor, if you notice that there's a lot of animal stuff, like in your community paper, chances are the editor just loves animals. And you can also troll journalists. If you look at their bios on their social media, it usually says, I'm a dog mom, I'm a cat mom, I love animals. I see that a ton. I can target media just by looking at their social media. Like if they say they're a cat mom, they're going to be really receptive to a cat story, yeah. Right?
Yep.
So it doesn't, and here's the thing. People put so much stuff on their social media pages. You can learn a lot about people just by Googling. And now with ChatGPT, take advantage of ChatGPT.
Yeah, there's so much you can find in there too, and all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you have to double check it. Because I'm going to be honest, I asked ChatGPT, I was goofing around with press releases. There were nuances that weren't correct and that sort of thing. And it may not necessarily fly with the media, but dang, these press releases are pretty good. So that's just another, resource in your hat that you should ask ChatGPT, this is even great. Like you can write, tell me the writers at the New York Times who are cat people and who would love a story about this. And it will scan their bios and the stories they've written.
Interesting. Wow. That's some undercover sleuthing right there.
Yes. And anybody can do it. And really,
and anyone can do it.
All you need to do is be nosy.
Yeah.
Be a nosy Nelly and find out about, about the people that are writing these stories and that sort of thing. Because they're all required by their bosses in the news organizations to post on social media. So I mean, there are so many ways you can do this yourself. And I shouldn't, I think most PR pros would hate what I'm saying because I'm kind of like, telling people to do it themselves. But there isn't enough, like, it's so expensive to hire a PR firm. It's just not possible. So I want to help people do it themselves. I want to help the little guys promote themselves.
And it's not, I think it's not just that PR side, but the marketing side too has even gotten so out of league of a small business. Like, I know I've talked to multiples and trying to find a company that actually goes, wait, tell me about your customer. Tell me, who are you selling to? What are they like? Because I don't think that I've not had luck. I will be honest. I've not had a conversion from a Google ad that has been professionally done. We've not had conversions from those Facebook ads that have been done by marketers in the pet industry. They've overhauled websites for me and we've not had conversions. It's like, oh my gosh.
It's so frustrating. And I can tell you, you don't know I've had some clients who have told me they have promised the world to me. I spent $20,000 on a website and nothing happened. And to a small business, that is just crushing.
It's crippling.
Yes.
I was in that boat.
Yes. And so
you don't know the questions to ask people, because if you don't have that marketing background, if you don't have any interest, and I think a lot of us are moving in that direction. I mean, I started back to school specifically because I had such a hard time with it. And you want to know, when I met you, it's been over a year now because we met at Global in 2025. Yes. I was with Britt and Blog Pause. I was with a guest of theirs, and it was the most amazing seminar series I've been to because they actually understood. I talked to people who were like, yeah, I get it. I mean, this is what we do. And I have not found that anywhere in the grooming industry, nowhere. And I was just like blown away. It came back and I was like, I'm going to school. I'm getting a marketing degree. I switched it. I did start with it, but I switched it. And I'm in my master's, but it really shed light on the gaps. And I've had a lot of marketers on here. So this is a huge take on that, understanding the different sides.
Yes, you and I do believe when you hire a marketing or a PR firm, you've got to know the what to ask and do some due diligence, even ask ChatGPT.
It wasn't as prominent then. I think more it's getting a little a lot more over the last year, but
So, but there's so many things you can do, and just, before you take that plunge, do your homework and get case studies, show examples. Because I have just talked to so many small business owners. They used like the last of their resource to hire a marketing firm, and it just did not convert at all. And that's just really, really sad.
It's tough. It's tough. Here we go. We're back to the dark side.
Yes.
Let's not go back to the dark side right now. Let's wrap this up because we got a couple more minutes left. If a pet business wants to build a long-term visibility and that trust, what can they do right now to make some changes in their business to get that flowing?
Well, I think, I'll always be transparent, but I love it when businesses like regularly post about what they're doing and the innovation that they're doing. It just builds credibility, especially like if you get an award or something like that. The problem is most businesses, they want somebody else to promote them, right? They want a marketing firm, they want a PR firm to promote them. I can tell you that nobody is going to promote your business better than you.
I agree.
You have the most stake in it. You have to promote it yourself. Don't just depend on the firm. And because the firm is more like an add-on, right? But take the time to post on LinkedIn. Of course, you want to be careful because people are smarmy and steal ideas. You don't want to do that. But once you have something, when you're releasing a product, tell people like the background, like, why did I designed special doggy diapers that can trace a certain bacteria that causes UTI in dogs or something. Tell people the science behind it, tell them not everything, but give them
Educate.
glimpses. Yes.
Educate,
And
educate, yes.
build a community. If every business could build a community of fans, that's exactly what you need to do. And small businesses are probably the best. The people want to follow small businesses, right? They want to support small. People always say they do end up going shopping at the big box stores because it is cheaper, but if your business has a personality, they're going to follow you. So that would be
Ooh.
my advice.
All right. Well, that was wonderful. This has been a fantastic show. Thank you so much for coming on. And to our viewers, you can find Mary at now, it, say, I'm going to say Now Media, not Now Media. You are at.
It's Mary at whiskermedia.com, or just go to whiskermedia.com and or just put in Whisker Media and you'll find me. And I like to say bark loud and purr smart.
Love that. All right. This has been the business of pet care. And to everyone watching, take care of your business. I am Dara Forleo, and I will see you next week.